Dylan Sampson caught 33 of his 40 targets as a rookie, and that one ratio is carrying this entire price. Running back 53, pick 168. For a second-year back whose rushing line reads like a typo, the market is buying the hands and politely ignoring the rest. That's probably the right read. Here's the math on it. The season, 15 games, 65 carries for 175 yards on the ground, plus 33 catches on 40 targets for 271 more. He caught better than 4 of every 5 balls thrown his way. 446 scrimmage yards, 2 touchdowns, 98 touches, 4.7 half PPR points a game, 59th among backs per game, 56th in total. More receiving yards than rushing yards, that's rare for a back, and it's the profile in one sentence. A hand injury cost him 2 December games. He returned for the finish. The career is one season long, so the arc beat is a disclosure. There is nothing to trend. A fourth round rookie year, a receiving skew, and a coaching staff that kept scheming him catches. The pattern beat is short and mostly offense. The year 2 running back leap, we tested that pattern. It did not replicate. It's dead on our public kill list, and nobody gets it, including a back this format is built to like. His touchdown share is 0.14, nowhere near fade territory, and he ranked 56th by the cohort's measure anyway, no fire in either direction. What's left is arithmetic this format is honest about. At half a point per catch, 33 catches is 16.5 points of floor that arrives even when the ground game doesn't.
Muffed!
The situation is a settled depth chart with one rehabbing variable. Cleveland's own June framing has Quinshon Judkins as the clear lead back and Sampson in the passing down role. The same split the beat has described since spring. Judkins is coming back from a dislocated ankle and fractured fibula, surgery in late December, and the June reporting is all green lights. Full spring participant, ahead of schedule. Head coach Todd Monken saying his explosion is back, per NFL.com. Around them, Jerome Ford walked in free agency, Cleveland drafted no running back, and Raheem Sanders holds the third chair, per the June position previews. Monken, hired in January with Travis Switzer coordinating, built his reputation on offenses that throw to backs, per SI's Browns coverage. The quarterback is a genuine three-way competition, Shedeur Sanders, Deshaun Watson, Dylan Gabriel, with Sanders taking the first team turns this spring, per ESPN. The team went 5-12. The price, RB53 at pick 168 for the 59th back by rate. It priced a few slots friendlier than the scoreboard, paying a small premium for the role in the hands. Our verdict, no call. The market has this one about right, and the honest version of about right goes like this. The rushing production says undraftable, the receiving role says weekly flex the moment anything happens to the lead back, and the price splits the difference almost exactly. The caveat, both directions. If Judkins' ankle holds, Sampson's ceiling is capped at passing downs all year, and if it doesn't, hands like these in a Monken offense are the cheapest lottery ticket at the position.
Watch the passing down snaps in preseason. That job appears to be his, but appears is a spring word. And watch Judkins' workload when the pads come on, because this profile's whole ceiling lives one injury report away. The hands are real, the rest is a depth chart. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.